On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria reaching a high of 27 tomorrow. The National Prosecuting Authority has discharged the suspect who was arrested in connection with a deadly drive-by shooting in Reiger Park on the East Rand. Here's Gauteng MPA spokesperson Pindi Mjonondwane.
The docket was brought to the Boksburg Magistrates Court, and upon perusal of the contents of the docket, the prosecutor came to a conclusion that there is currently no evidence that links the suspect to the alleged offences.
The 23-year-old was apprehended on Monday after six people were killed and three others wounded over the weekend. Meanwhile, political analyst Pieter Dievenager says the move by the MK party to remove Colleen Makubele as the party's chief whip in parliament signals internal squabbles. Makubele, who was appointed just a few months ago, was replaced by Des van Rooyen, who's very close to party leader Jacob Zuma. Here is Dievenager.
There is clearly a power struggle or realignment going on. When decisions happen this abruptly, it usually means one faction is tightening its grip.
In other news, the High Court in Polokwane has postponed the Limpopo pig farm murder trial to next year, January, for further hearing. Limpopo farm owner Zachariah Olifir and his employee William Musora are on trial for murder of two women. The third accused, Rudolf de Wet, turned state witness. Lesecha Makura reports.
De Wet turned state witness and is set to continue with his testimony under cross-examination of Musora's defense lawyer, Desmond Nonyane. Olifir and Musora already pleaded not guilty to murder charges, while De Wet's charges remain provisionally withdrawn.
Lesecha Makura, Jacaranda Newswatch in Polokwane.
And in case you missed it, the police have confirmed that they successfully executed a search and seizure warrant received on the 16th of October on controversial businessman Brown Mohotsi. National Police spokesperson is Athlenda Mate.
The team investigating the fraud, corruption and defeating the ends of justice case has seized certain devices from him. The team met at Brown Mohotsi's lawyer's offices in Johannesburg.
And finally, we're seeing reports that the telecommunications giant Vodacom has reached an out-of-court settlement with a Please Call Me inventor Nkosana Makate. This puts an end to a 17-year-long legal battle. So the settlement amount has not been disclosed by both parties. We don't know a lot at this stage. But the former employee rejected a previous offer of 47 million rand. The appeal court found he was due between 5 and 7.5% of the total revenue of the product over a period of 18 years, and that is estimated at 70 billion rand. I'm Marlene Fouchier. That's it from myself and the rest of the news team. Have a good evening.